Consumer Hacks with Wendy Nola.
If a caller knows a lot about your banking affairs, that is not proof that they are a legitimate bank employee. We really need to get people to understand this, because this false assumption is the main reason why people are falling victim to vishing. That's when a fraudster calls someone, pretends to be from their bank, claims to need their help to stop a suspicious transaction, and then tricks them into giving them the pins they need to get into their bank accounts. The sad reality is all our financial information is available on the dark web because of a series of data breaches. But the fraudsters still need to call us to get those codes out of us. Women fraudsters in fake bank uniforms are showing up unannounced at the homes and retirement complexes of elderly folk, telling them that their accounts are compromised and then tricking them into handing over their bank cards. Two women convinced 91-year-old Sally, who lives in a Durban North retirement home, to surrender her cards and her phone to them. They swapped the cards, they cut up dummies in front of her, stole her SIM, and later drained over 200,000 rand from her accounts. An anonymous businessman, touched by her story, has since deposited 100,000 rand into her account. "I wanted to show her that not all people are cruel," he said. Traffic officers in South Africa are legally empowered to enforce road safety, issue fines, and request to see a driver's license and vehicle documents. But their authority has clear limits. They can't lawfully demand immediate payment of outstanding fines at a roadblock. They can't seize a valid driver's license as leverage. And they can't arrest a motorist solely for owing fines unless it's supported by a valid court-issued warrant or some other lawful basis. Specialized security services has highlighted these boundaries to ensure that motorists understand their rights, avoid coercion, and protect themselves from potential abuse or corruption during traffic enforcement operations. Should you be made to pay extra by an online retailer for package protection or shipping warranty, failing which you will have to take on all pre-delivery risk? No, that's legally invalid in South Africa. The CPA says goods to be delivered remain at the supplier's risk until the consumer has accepted delivery of them. When I took this up with a company, they said this is an added value service offered by the logistics company. Purchasing this option will allow the logistics company to handle the package with more care during transport. What nonsense! This is yet another example of the term value add actually meaning profit add for companies. We don't need to pay extra for rights which the law gives us free. Sometimes people tell me that the new product they bought online was delivered to them with signs of pre-use. And maybe that's not always the retailer's fault. George wrote to me recently to say that he'd bought a manual espresso machine online from a major retailer, made himself a cup of coffee, and thought it was too much of a schlep. So he cleaned the machine, repackaged it as best he could, and sent it back during the cooling off period. He was most indignant when the retailer refused to take it back. Well, duh. Would you like to pay full price for an appliance and then find out that someone else had used it and then returned it? I asked him. That does not tick the resaleable condition box. So George shot back, "So how does anyone then know that what they are purchasing is for them?" By searching the internet, that's how.
I'm Wendy Nola. Find more consumer hacks at ecr.co.za.